Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Nashville's Metro Council is expected to vote tonight on several data center-related bills, including a moratorium on new projects. That could affect the most controversial local proposal, the planned data center near the Nashville Zoo. Details on that project have been hazy, News Channel 5 reports. Originally, DC Blocks was considering one massive building on the site, on the south side of the city. Then another filing showed two buildings, one of which spanned more than 250,000 square feet and which would require four times as much electricity as the original plan. The power needs are especially controversial as critics worry about rising electric costs, strain on the grid, and about air pollution from backup power sources like gas turbines. Now, Channel 5 reports the plans are back to just one building. DC Blocks told the station it was adjusting plans as it continues to, quote, hear from and listen to the community. The Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame has announced its 56th round of nominees. That list always includes hit-making heavyweights, but senior music writer Julie Height finds this group to be particularly notable.
The Hall of Fame named nominees in two different categories, contemporary songwriters and contemporary songwriter artists. But the professional trajectories of some of this year's candidates have helped redefine the relationship between writing and performing. Though he's categorized purely as a songwriter, Sean Camp started off the 90s with his own record deal.
Didn't know my heart was in harm's way.
But ended the decade supplying other artists with number ones. By the 2000s, he'd established his reputation for coming up with classics. Chris Stapleton, on the other hand, is in the writer-artist category on the strength of the gravitas and grit he's balanced in his music. But he worked up to that by first writing for others. Then there are Miranda Lambert and Taylor Swift, both nominated as writer-artists. Each began carving out their careers with a singer-songwriter mentality. And it was partially thanks to the personalized touch they gave their songs that writer-artists have been the Nashville norm since. For Nashville Public Radio,